Constitution of the United States is clear. It is only the Congress of the United States, by majority vote, who has the authority to declare war. President Obama, while Congress was out of town, began a U.S. intervention in Libya, having, as he said, consulted with a few members of Congress. That does not meet the constitutional requirements. We also have a statute, the War Powers, that says if a president begins such an action, he has 60 days to either end the action or to come to the Congress for authority to continue, and at that point he must sketch out the objectives and the expected timeline. The president has not sketched out objectives. They are not clear to me and many other members of Congress. He has not sketched out a timeline. We seem to have engaged U.S. forces in yet another open-ended conflict in Libya. Today, I voted to end the U.S. involvement in Libya. We cannot afford to be the cops of the world. The U.S. has little or no interest other than humanitarian interest in Libya. The Europeans do. This is the Europeans' problem. They pay a tiny fraction of their budgets for their defense while we provide them with a worldwide defense blanket. It's time that those things changed. These are tight times for the U.S. We're already engaged in ongoing conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, both of which we also need to end, and we cannot afford yet another in an area in which we have little or no interest. Unfortunately, the stronger of the two resolutions, which I supported, which would have mandated an end to the U.S. intervention, failed, but at least another resolution, which I supported, which requires the president to report to Congress on the scope, objectives, and timeline of his intervention in Libya, did pass, and I would hope that the president will soon comply.